Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider.
Authentic costumes and tasty Dutch letters. Windmills are turning, the taller the better. Tulips that bloom every year in the spring. These are a few of our favorite things.
2018 Tulip Queen Juliana Van Gorp and her royal attendants Elise Buechelman, Lexi DeYoung, Naomi Tripp, and Tressa Voss join us on today's program to talk about their first public performance tonight at the Pella Community Center at 7 p.m. and what they look forward to most during the next 5 weeks and the build-up to Tulip Time. Well, Queen Juliana, you have officially kicked off the performance season with the Keenager Show and tonight your first public performance. First of all, what does it mean to be leading up to Tulip Time now and to kick off the performance season?
Well, to start off, to promote Tulip Time, go around surrounding towns as well as around Pella to give our program and give a little insight of some foods that are available at Tulip Time and some of the dances and songs that you might hear. And so we just go around and promote some of a little sneak peek of what Tulip Time is to hopefully kind of entice you to join us.
And is it exciting to be started now?
Yeah, we're really excited. It's going to start getting really busy, which is a little stressful, but our program is so fun and we love going around and kind of promoting and bragging about our town. And so I think it'll be a lot of fun.
And why don't each of you kind of share with our listeners a little bit of the elements of the performance and the things that you are sharing with visitors around the state on the TV channels and all the way into different neighborhoods?
Yeah, so my personal favorite part of the program is the singing. We get to sing a lot of different Dutch folk songs and just things that are really fun to do and that we get to share with our viewers.
My favorite part of Tulip Time is just talking about the different things that happen during Tulip Time, most specifically like the Dutch dancers. I'm a really big part of the Dutch dancing program here, which is really fun and just tells about all of the fun things that we get to do with Dutch dancing.
We also get to talk about all of the wonderful and delicious food at Tulip Time that is offered and that you can come in and enjoy, and it is definitely something to have at Tulip Time.
My favorite part is when we talk about the history of Tulip Time, because I think that's something not a lot of people know about. So it's really interesting to share with the different facts about how some of our leaders traveled to Holland to speak with them about their Tulip Festival and how we ended up kind of taking it and twisting it to be our own Tulip Festival.
My favorite part of our program is when we get to explain the costumes. They're kind of special and they're not the same every year, and so it's just fun to talk about how unique our costumes are and who makes them and how they're made and kind of how they're constructed and how they end up the beautiful final product that they are.
What do you look forward to most about meeting people all around the state, and what do you look forward to most about sharing Tulip Time and getting people excited about coming to Pella?
I think it's great to just talk with them because most people know of Tulip Time, but they don't know exactly what goes on at Tulip Time. So it's really fun to tell them to like come visit the parades and come see our historical village, and it's a great time for anyone.
I really like talking to the tourists and being able to hear their stories and their experiences at Tulip Time and also suggesting different things for them to go out and try, which are a lot of fun.
I think that my favorite part of going around and telling people about Tulip Time is kind of just bragging about our town and how great of a place it is to grow up and live in. And I think that it's important that we're proud of our town and that we have something so special to celebrate our heritage and that we get to kind of tell people about that and kind of, like I said earlier, give them a little sneak peek to hopefully want them to come and join us.
I really like how when we go places and do our program, they ask questions. When people ask questions, I think it's so fun because then you get to feel kind of like an expert about Pella and like our costumes and our program, which is really, really fun. And it's just really fun to give them that information and just see what they do with it.
Yeah, for sure. So like Lexi said, I also really enjoy the questions and I enjoy just talking with people and getting to hear their stories, what makes them unique in the eyes of God and just how they are relating to us and relating to the world around them and just helping them to understand why Tulip Time is great and how it is just so glorifying to God and just the different ways that they can have fun at Tulip Time.
What has it been like to get along with this group and to grow together as a whole? Because I can tell. I can tell in the performance, I can tell out of the performance that you get along pretty well. What's it been like to get to know each other and to really grow as a group?
It's been a lot of fun to be able to get to know everybody. None of us are really like close friends or knew each other super well before. And now we have all these inside jokes and we all goof off together and it's just a lot of fun.
I remember the first night we all got our names called and it was just so exciting and you were just like excited and we didn't, as Naomi said, didn't really know each other, but you could just tell right away that there was like a lot of chemistry within the group. We were all so excited for each other, and so it's made the year really easy to get to know each other, and with the sleepovers that we've had and the, you know, going out to eat times and just practices even when you have to rehearse for your program, we somehow are able to make those fun and just, yeah, have a great time together.
I think it's great because all of us kind of have different little, like, quirks about us, and so it makes getting along a lot easier because we learn different things, like that Juliana doesn't like car washes, or, like, Tressa likes being outside. So I just think it's, like, great, and we all get along super well.
We'll leave those where they are for now. This is our last question.
Okay.
Why should the community come out and see your performance tonight here at the Pella Community Center, 7 o'clock, and why should they be getting excited about Tulip Time?
One thing I really like about our program that people should come and see is that it really demonstrates, like Elise said, all of the different quirks that we have. We're such a funny group, and when we got this program, we got to, like, mold it and make it our own and add things to it. That just made it really fun and really funny for the audience to watch. So come and watch because you get to see all of our little quirks.
Exactly. And just something I would add to that is it's really fun to learn about Pella. And personally, as a lifelong resident of Pella, I never knew some of these things that we learned in our program. Now we get to teach other people about. And so I think that's really fun, the educational aspect, and just to find out more about Tulip Time and why it's fun.
Once again, that was the Tulip Queen and Royal Court ahead of their performance tonight at the Pella Community Center at 7 p.m. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.